Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, coming at you over 5,000 watts of friendship and reaching all four corners of Equestria, touching down everywhere from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire, you are tuning to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC Mychick, and it's Wednesday, February 5th, 2014, and it is really cold. Had to defrost the old studio door to get in, but that's okay because we're going to warm up this otherwise cold and wintry afternoon with some of the best My Little Pony music, news, and everything that makes the Brony community great. So get ready for 2 hours of Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, it's Willow.
Brony, Deviant,
Gangsters, Brony Syndicate, bitches, watch this, this is where we at. Rainbow Milwaukee with me.
When yeah. I get my job, all these people gonna be running with their hands out, trying to fit it in a stand out. I'm the definition of a hustler.
I'm the definition of hustler, yo. I'm the epitome of last try, watch this. Rain from the Loki over here. Grip life. Yo, going all the way to the top till I die, Ogoska, how you cannot beat me? So watch it, sisters, you been a bad child, as Jack. Think I'm fat, well bitch, you look like a rat, you just whacking. That's a fact, even if I pack punch for lunch. And you say I weigh a bunch, and then you say I can't spit for shit. You look like a prick, and may I say you have no sort of dick. And I'm about to chat, so wrap your ass out, even if you tap out. I'll send my autographs out to my fans, who gonna get banned from the VIP entry of the century. In this perspective, I think it's my objective to my brony lifestyle. Even if people bully me for a while, just like Buckola, who always slays me and betrays me, puts me on the ground. I think he dressed like Lil Wayne, aka a major pain in my brain, it's making me go insane. I know it's pretty cool, then again it's pretty gay, trying to get laid. What you talking about? I'm the one getting paid every single fucking day, bitches. Please. Yeah. Rainbow Mill Willow, we hustlers. Yeah, Syndicate, what you gonna do about it? Ha ha! Yeah. Alright. Rainbow Bridge down, let's go. Alright. Oh hi, oh hey every pony, my name is Rainbow, remember me, I'm the four, you left at the bottom of the well, dude, forgotten and broken, my rhyme's a joke, hero leads class clown, no Facebook post, 200 friends, all they do is laugh at me, obviously no pony cares for me, I'm no bloke, okay pony Missy B, she ride around, top down, run a thrash down, listen all around town, I probably wear the pinkest of a crown, cause I'm the mayor of the godforsaken motherfucking city now, took me 11 demons and one conviction for every pony now, here's me, yeah, what I say matters, drug violence, and slutty women, brody, that ain't what my rap's about, no one all them hick haters, rappers, we set up for stereotype. If you rap, you gotta be black and at least take a bullet or two in the ass, right? Maybe convict a few robberies and stab some kids with the shiny knife. A homie own crime, I'm guilty of this, trying to save some impression of both kids' life. Every time I try to slow down, I speed up, I can't control a swag on this song. Hope you will take the man before I crash in the wall and everything goes all wrong. I know these haters' vocabulary is lost, call me gay all you want, you little nuts. Got no meaning, get back to cleaning the shit off the toilet at your local Dunkin' Donuts. What? Yo, Willow, I guess I got her down, get her done, son. people who gotta call themselves, yo. Yo, everybody listen to me, cause can't they see what's deep beneath me? That I'll be the next Eminem superstar to run this box of Raw. Buckle up, you look like a bitch. Do I see big ass shit? I thought you said you never cry. Well, ain't that a lie? And didn't you see the time trying to end my life with boring ass rhymes? So yeah, you're the opposite of right. I wish I could say you were a has-been, but I think you were a never-been. You must still be on pot, cause you asked me to join on in it, and I said you were wrong, like boy's song. Cause the party isn't fun without Willow. It makes you look more like a zero. Well, peace, man, I'm the hero here. Don't be hating on my bronies, aka my true homies. Cause not you, not like Loki. If you don't like My Little Pony, cause it's the real deal. Unlike you, you took the pill last night on the mass fight with an Aztec. But I'm gonna leave you alone and love and tolerate, cause I ain't fake. Well, this brony ticket, bitches.
Oh,
those very first few flakes of snow. Later on, we can go outside and create the impression of an angel that just fell from the sky. Shoulder to the even colder skies. By the fire, my heart is a sigh for the green grass waiting on the other side. It's always winter, but never Christmas. It seems this curse just can't be lifted. It is a mist of all this ice and stay warm, cause they are filling home. It'd be so nice to look out the window, to see the leaves on the trees begin to show. The birds would congregate and sing song of birds. Just withdraw, sit here and wish for this world of thought. It's always winter, but never Christmas. It seems this curse just can't be lifted. This evil means of all this ice and snow. Our hearts stay warm, cause they are filled. And everything is changed overnight. This dying world should rise back to life. Empty beside us, building, shifting everything. Was melting away. Oh, with you gave us the most beautiful.
Carbon Maestro with Voyager. Before that was The Aviators with In Like a Lion, Always Winter featuring Pony One Kenobi. Party with the Apple Family, Big Macintosh's theme, and Willow the Zero with Watch Me Be Friends Rain Boom. Coming at you over 5,000 watts of friendship and reaching all four corners of Equestria, touching down everywhere from Sweet Apple Acres to the Crystal Empire, you are tuned into Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's the good old MC Mychek, and it is Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. The first Wednesday of February, if I may say so myself. And I hope you guys are having a great week so far. Bit of a cold one. There's a little ice and snow outside the studio here in Canterlot, but that's okay because we're going to warm up an otherwise cold Wednesday afternoon. Of course, before we do any of that, we've got to kick it over to our sponsors, for whom without, we would probably freeze to death. DerpyWhosNews.com, the latest My Little Pony news, media, and fan-created content on the interwebs with the cats and the cheeseburgers. DerpyWhosNews.com. Silver Slinger, producer of some of the finest My Little Pony jewelry. Etsy.com/shop/SilverSlingersGoods. TrotCon, June 20th through 22nd, 2014, at Sheridan Columbus at Capitol Square in Columbus, Ohio. New confirmed guests now include Traveling Pony Museum, Baronies for Good, Pegasus Sisters Emily Jones and Tavi, artist Pixel Kitties, Heather Brickle, who does the awesome My Little Pony comics with IDW Publishing, Eurobeat Brony, who is best known for his song Discord, Cyril the Wolf, the awesome musician, and of course, the one and the only Pony Toast from True Equestria Radio. Oh, and there's some guy here named Mychek. Hey, wait a minute, that's me! So head on over to trotcon.net, and register, because we are less than 134 days, 17 hours, and 41 minutes, and 57, 56, 55, 54, 53 seconds until TrotCon 2014. And last but not least, Captured My Soul, custom lockets and necklaces, including My Little Pony cutie marks and pony figures. Etsy.com/shop/CapturedMySoul. And I hope you guys are having a great Wednesday so far. I tell you what, it is K-O-L-D, gold. I can't even feel my hooves. Well, I can feel them, but they're very cold. And we got hit with another ice storm last night, and, oh, man, it just made it tough to get anywhere. Yeah, the roads were bad. The carts would not go through the ice. Ugh, I never thought I'd wish for a winter wrap-up to come so soon. Ugh, I'd like to feel my flank again, hopefully. But anyway, I thank you guys for joining us on an incredible edition of Canterlot Radio here. This is actually episode 42, and it's a special episode because we are going to be playing in the next hour from the For Michael charity this past Sunday, our interview with Brony Dance Party, the acclaimed pony music video creator, on a special edition of Pony Talk. And before I continue, I want to talk a few moments about what has been going on with the subject of the charity live stream that took place this past weekend. Now, there's a kid in North Carolina, and his name is Michael Morones, and he's an 11-year-old. I don't know why he's 11. He was probably born, you know, 11 years ago. Makes sense. Well, anyway, Michael is a brony, and while that's pretty crazy to believe that there are such little bronies out there that aren't girls, but it's also cool in a way. However, it's just another sign that the world can be very cruel at times. But Michael recently tried to commit suicide because he was bullied at a school for liking My Little Pony. You know, you think, you know, in the world we live in with all this anti-bulliness and all these specials on the television, you think that stuff like this wouldn't even happen. Well, they did stop him from killing himself, but the results were that he caused a lot of brain damage to himself, and he's now in a hospital right now on feeding tubes. They say there's a good chance he can gain some of his life back, but he won't be the same kid that he was. And that's really sad. This kid who was bullied because he likes My Little Pony. And I know that's you know, kind of the world we live in, but it's still sad that he didn't have the ability to know that there were people like us out there that do love My Little Pony. I mean, 11 years old, how's he really going to be able to use the internet to find us? I mean, now we can't do anything to change what happened. What we can do is help out his family, who's got piling medical bills because of this. So if you can, head over to formichael.org and donate to the Michael Morones Recovery Fund. Of course, we've also got our own little thing going on. You can get a custom art set from famed My Little Pony internet artist Nathan Barlow, a.k.a. Shikari Speeder. He's done incredible work. He actually designed the OC for Ki Havivi and has done work for several of the My Little Pony VAs and even some work for us. We'll post a link to that on our Twitter page at Canterlot Radio on Twitter. But if you can, help out this family whose kid just wanted to be accepted for liking My Little Pony. And there's nothing wrong with that. So we wish the very best for him and his family. And when he wakes up, he's going to have a story to tell to the entire world. Alrighty, this thing's been picked up by The Mirror, Entertainment Weekly, Mashable. If this one was a big deal, then why is he getting worldwide recognition for this? And again, I want to give it up to the bronies. You guys are helping out, and I got to thank you all. Because you guys are helping to make this family's pain a little more bearable. And I can't thank you enough. So I just want to take a few moments to talk about Michael. He's a good kid from what I've heard. You know, he had great dreams to play music. And it's sad that this had to happen. Well, anyway, if you did miss our interview with Brony Dance Party on Sunday, don't fret, because coming up in the next hour on Canterlot Radio, we're going to play an encore presentation of it. So you missed out. Don't go anywhere. You're not going to want to miss this. But we got to talk about this past Saturday. I think one of the greatest episodes to air of My Little Pony made its debut, Pinky Pride. And yes, this is now time for an episode synopsis. So anyway, Pinky Pie is getting ready to play on the awesome birthiversary of Rainbow Dash. That's her birthday and the anniversary she came to Ponyville. When a mysterious drifter, well, a party planner, a party drifter, I guess, named Cheese Sandwich comes in and wants to throw on the awesome party for Rainbow Dash. Now, Pinky Pie sees that he's good. He's very good. And she starts doubting herself, and she cries. And that's right there. That got me angry. However, Pinky Pie, with that never-give-up attitude, goes to challenge Cheese Sandwich for her title of Super Duper Party Pony with a goof-off. And I can't explain it, so we got an audio clip. Let's take a listen.
It's your birthday party, a very special day. I've got a song that will just love me, just wanted to say. Happy, 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 happy birthday to me.
If you want to be the life of the party, but you're feeling just a little uptight, call the doctor, beg and plead. Doctor, tell me what I need. Try to put a little cheese in your knees.
It's a birthday party with the bubbles and balloons. Stars, keep your trapezoid, look what I can do. Only Pinky Pie can make a bubble shape like you.
Just let yourself go floppy, for now this is your chance. Pretend you have no bones and do the rubber chicken dance. Head boneless!
Cooler than a rubber chicken, and tastier than cake. Come on, you let's party down and do the gummy shake.
Cause I like to make you smile, yes I do. It fills my heart with sunshine all the while, yes it does. Cause all I really need is smile from these happy friends of mine.
That's my song!
What do you mean? I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's it! Roll out the party cannon! When you hear the party cannon song, jump!
Why should you compromise? Try this one on for size. Cause nothing fights a cheer like the ringing in your ear of the Chief Supreme Cannonball Surprise!
Dally, 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 you'll get a Latino. Yeah,
after that, Pinkie Pie realizes that Dash isn't having fun, so she calls the goof off and says that she sandwich can do the party. So Pinkie Pie is getting ready to leave Ponyville when her friends stop her and remind her, you know, Cheese Sandwich is a great guest party planner, but she's Ponyville's number one party planner. And we then learn from Cheese Sandwich that he wasn't just born to be a party pony. That when he was a little cold, he was shy. And until he came to Ponyville, when he saw the awesome party, and he discovered the gifts within, and the one to help him discover that was Pinkie Pie. So she inspired Cheese Sandwich to become the awesome party pony that he is today. So after doing an awesome party and leaving her his rubber chicken boneless, Cheese Sandwich rides off into the sunset to plan another awesome pony party. And if he's listening, we want one. We've got an anniversary coming up in March. Please plan our party. Well, that's Pinkie Pride, an awesome, awesome episode. But last week's Pony Poll, well, I guess 2 weeks ago Pony Poll, because we didn't have a show last week due to my illness, and this actually inspired the Pony Poll. Which of these pony ailments would be the worst to come down with? And your choices were the feather flu, the blue flu, and the pony pox. Well, in a very close race, 35% of you said the feather flu would be the worst pony ailment to come down with, with 33% going to the blue flu and 32% to the cutie pox. Cutie pox, not pony pox. Sorry. Well, anyway, this week's Pony Poll, in honor of Pinkie Pride, we saw two brand new dances make the scene. So I want to know, which of these dances are you most likely to do? The rubber chicken dance or the gummy shake? Head over to CanterlotRadio.com to take part in this week's Pony Poll and make your voice heard this week and every week through the Pony Poll. Well, that being said, we got to kick it over to our awesome music now. We have got Jasper Smith, Dinky's Lullaby, here on Canterlot Radio.
I guess we should get going to our destination. Let's go.
You're more fun than the color pink or balloons flying over your favorite drink. The love I feel here is swim, not sink, as we party across this land.
We're apples forever, apples together. Good family, but so much more. No matter what comes, we will face the weather. We're apples to the core.
Carbon Maestro with Strings Unbound. Before that was Free Wave with Apples to the Core, Party Across This Land Remix. Twilight Dashy Flut with Last Night at Luna Boon Mar. Luna Moon Bar. Let's say Luna Boon Mar. Last Night at Luna Moon Bar. And Jasper Synth with Dinky's Lullaby. And you are listening to Cantaloupe Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It's me, it's the good old MC, Mike Chuck. And it's Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. And it's now time to get you guys caught up in the world of My Little Pony news and information with the one and the only News Stable. Bringing you the latest news in the My Little Pony community, it's the News Stable. And now, here's Mike Chuck. This is the News Stable for Wednesday, February 5th, 2014, and as always, I'm the one, the only, Mike Check, now bringing you the latest news of the My Little Pony universe. Now, normally I would go on the interwebs to get this information, but I want to get it now via our newest character, News Falcon. News Falcon, report! Oh, sorry, let's try again. Didn't hear the first time. So anyway, instead of going on the internet to get you the news, I want to see what the news is via my News Falcon. News Falcon, report! Thank you, noble friend. News Falcon, away! He's going to pay off for himself soon enough. Well, anyway, let's dive into our first headline story. If you guys have always wanted to look at the all-new My Little Pony comic, you now can. iTunes has released the first volume free this week as part of the Book of the Week program. So head over to iTunes, look under Books, and download the iBooks app so you can look at the awesomeness that is My Little Pony Comic Volume 1. And no, this is not an unofficial comic. This is the legit No More Calls IDW Publishing comic that has gotten so much attention on the internet. It's Volume 1, so it's the beginning of their story. The beginning of their story. Sorry about that. Well, anyway, another story that is lighting up the internet from Pinkie Pride. If you were watching the end where all the ponies were dancing, you might have noticed something that could be a spoiler for an upcoming episode next season. We saw everyone's favorite posh pony with wings. Could this mean that Rarity is soon to be an Alicorn? Or this could be an animation error. I don't know. Maybe it was an accident. Or was it? I guess we'll find out when the next season debuts, hopefully sometime later this year. Well, anyway, if you haven't heard by now, well, now it's time to know. Season 3 of My Little Pony is now on DVD for only $15 on Amazon. Even though it was a short season, it was a season that taught us all to fall in love with those ponies yet again, including the transformation of Twilight to Princess Twilight Sparkle, and Spike actually had a big portion of this season to himself, saving the Crystal Empire and whatnot. So if you haven't gotten it yet, head over to Amazon and pick up My Little Pony Friendship is Magic Season 3 for only $15. Ooh. Apparently, today only, you can save 61% on Seinfeld, the complete series. Boom, 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 boom. You know, that's a show about nothing, but, you know, isn't My Little Pony like Seinfeld? You know, Twilight is the Jerry of the group, and she's always thwarted by her nemesis. Hello, Discord. And Pinkie Pie is kind of like the Kramer of the group. Spike's like the... like George. Now I'm just being goofy. Well, anyway, folks, that's going to do it for this installment of the News Stable. Where's our clip? We lost the News Eagle took it. The News Falcon took it. News Falcon, bring it back. This has been the News Stable. Tune in next week for the latest news in the My Little Pony community. Back to you, Mike Chuck. That News Falcon is going to become a wonderful addition to the team. Well, anyway, it's now time to continue into our next block of music. Twilight Dashy Flut, yet again, with The Dream Catalyst, here on Cantaloupe Radio.
Oh, my beloved subject.
Oh, no. Oh, what have I done?
Run. Run. Don't you know who I am? Beware! 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 Beware!
been rocking to the awesome sounds of Awoken by SWAT Brony. Before that was Spring Harvest by Mush, Nightmare Moon's Nightmare Mix by Star Cube Muffin, and Twily Dashy Flut with the Dream Catalyst. And you're listening to Canterlot Radio here on blogtalkradio.com, and it is Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. And folks, it is now time for what you've all been waiting for. That's right, we have got a special edition of Pony Talk with Mike Check from our Go Michael live stream memorial charity show. Let me try that again. From the For Michael charity marathon stream that took place this past weekend for Michael Morones and his family on live stream. And we were actually offered to have the morning shift and do an interview with Pony Music Video creative genius Brony Dance Party. So we're going to say goodbye to you guys for now. Be sure to vote in the Pony Poll this week. And next week, we're actually going to be doing a Hearts and Hooves Day themed episode, and we are looking for people to send out love requests. So hit us up at canterlotradio@gmail.com if you're interested in sending out a special request. Anyway, here is Pony Talk, Brony Dance Party, and we will see you all next week. Coming to you live at over 5,000 watts of friendship and reaching all four corners of Equestria, touching everywhere from Sweet Apple Lakers to the Crystal Empire, you are tuned into a special edition of the must-see talk show in Equestria, Pony Talk, with the one, the only, it's the good old MC of MLP, Mike Check, from Canterlot Radio, every Wednesday at 3 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. I know what you're thinking. Whoa, who is this guy, and why did everything just get more exciting? Because I am here to help out in the GoMichael.org fund, and I am so excited to be part of this, because there is nothing I love more than helping out my fellow brony, pony, baloney, moni baroni. That's a lot of rhyming things, but I don't care. And I am so excited that I was offered this opportunity to come talk to you guys. And yes, I know it's for Michael, but I am so excited that I can't stop tripping over my words! But anyway, I hope you guys are having a good time so far. I know it's early. I know it's Sunday morning. I know it's 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I want to help get you guys energetic, awake. I know that the guys running the stream have been going nonstop for the last 12, 14 hours. You guys have been doing a great job. Keep up the good work. But anyway, I want to take a few moments to talk to you about why we are here today. Now, Michael Morones is a great kid, 11-year-old fan of My Little Pony, but unfortunately a victim of bullying, and he recently tried to take his own life because of it. And, I mean, you've probably heard this already, but it's important to know that why we're here. And why we're here is because he had the feeling that he had no friends that could relate to him. I mean, 11 years old, I don't really think 11-year-olds know much about how to use the internet. Well, then again, I'm just going off my experience from, I didn't know what the Fangled Internet Box was until I was about 14 or 15 myself, but he is now in a hospital, you know, trying to fight for his life. And we are coming together as not only a fandom, but as mankind to show him that there are a lot of people that care about him, and there are a lot of people that share his ideas, his beliefs, that you can like a kid's show no matter what age you are. And I think it's important to reemphasize that we are trying to bring him and his family together through this wonderful, wonderful broadcast. And if you do have even a few dollars, please donate to the Michael Morones Fund. They need help, and they need to know that their son is not alone, that through all of us together, we can light a way and show these people who make fun of him because he likes My Little Pony that he's not alienated, that he's not the only one, that there are people that give a care. So please head over to formichael.org, and please donate if you can. But anyway, let's get into this. I am excited. We're bringing you a special Sunday morning edition of Pony Talk. I know that sounds a little crazy. That sounds more like a talk show at late night. But because the cause is great, we gotta push it up even late. Well, anyway, my guest at this time is a PMV maker. And no, that's not Peruvian mice violin or Porvalone-made V-necks. That is Pony Music Video. And with over 20 million views on YouTube and nearly 160,000 subscribers on YouTube, there's no doubt that he is one of the internet's prominent Pony music video makers. He is the one, the only, Mr. Brony Dance Party. Brony Dance Party, thank you and welcome to Pony Talk.
Thank you.
Can I call you BDP?
Yeah, go for it.
DP, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to sit down with us and have a little talk about, you know, what makes, you know, what you do so incredible, but also bring awareness to what goes on in the everyday battle of bronies who are being bullied because of their like for this awesome show that has taken over the internet and probably soon will take over the world. I mean, let's face it, this thing's going to take over the internet, no doubt, and then the world. You know, I think ponies are going to replace those cats who want cheeseburgers. That's just my thing. But you make incredible pony music videos, and we got to talk about that a little bit later on in the interview. But, of course, we got to ask you the essential questions that every pony should know. What got you interested in My Little Pony?
Well, it's probably the same thing you've heard 100 times from other bronies, where it's just one night I was sick, bedridden. Had nothing else to do. I've seen pony images all over the internet, and I was building up some kind of curiosity. So I watched one episode. I started asking myself, what am I doing? Why am I watching this? And then five episodes later, I'm like, all right, I love it. So it's the same story you've heard over and over and over again. So,
but it's classic. It is the story of many bronies that got their start in the My Little Pony fandom. That's even the story of yours truly, the good old MC Mike Check.
Yep.
So, who is your favorite pony?
That
one's a little tougher to answer, I believe.
This is I've always said Photo Finish, just because I loved her, but I have yet to see this newest episode with Weird Al Yankovic, and just from the previews that I've seen, she's getting a ride for her money. I don't know.
Let me tell you what, without any spoilers, because we do know that there are people out there that have not seen it yet, it might be the single most beautiful thing I have ever seen that involved colorful horses dancing.
I've heard really good things about this one, so...
I mean, if you look at our screen right now, Pinkie Pie is dancing, so obviously it must be a good episode.
Of course, it's a brony dance party.
Yeah, it's a brony dance party.
That's
how it goes. Okay,
how do you have this much energy right now? I downed a Red Bull right before this. I'm nowhere near your energy level.
I'm chugging the old Coca-Cola Zero and... having some, and I'm high on helping out a worthy cause, as are you, my friend.
Right. Yep.
That's the greatest high that you could have, is a high coming from doing good in this world that we live in.
Oh, yeah.
In a world of darkness, we bring the light.
Yep.
Yeah, getting philosophical. So since you haven't seen Pinkie Pride yet, what is your favorite episode from all four seasons?
It would definitely have to be... Was it called Lesson Zero? It was from season one or two.
Lesson two was Lesson Zero was season two, episode three.
That's right. Yeah, it was an earlier episode, and I remember watching it, and I was going through the exact same thing that Twilight was going through, where she was freaking out about some project, and I myself was doing a film project at that time. We had a little glitch, and I had to be running around with, like, chicken with his head cut off, trying to fix everything. And I just remember actually telling myself, clock is ticking, dude. Clock is ticking. And I actually started quoting the show.
So, in other words, you went, whoop,
Exactly. Yeah, I went crazy because, you know, film project, we lost a lot of data, so I was running around going crazy.
Does that mean you put together a poorly constructed figure and tried to get little kids to really like it so they have a problem so you could use your video editing powers to make it right?
I was still new to the whole show. I don't even think I started making videos when I was watching that episode.
Well, that's still cool. My all-time favorite is going to be either Too Many Pinkie Pies or having a Friend Indeed. There we go. Had a brain fart there for a moment.
Right.
But either A Friend Indeed or Too Many Pinkie Pies, because I love Pinkie Pie. Andrea Libman, I think, just has knocked it out of the park as Pinkie Pie. And yes,
oh, yeah.
Cypher, we do need gummy dancing. We need to do the gummy shake.
Just that gif of Gurr right there.
Yeah, gif of Gurr right there. And he's not moving. He's not moving! It's not playing for me. That's why it's not moving. Okay, there we go. Whew, I thought I was going crazy for a moment. So anyway, let's talk about what I think has earned you your cutie mark, and of course that's making incredible pony music videos. So what got you interested in animation?
Well, I've never really been an animator, and in fact, animation is still very new to me, which kind of describes the simplicity of my some of my first videos. Because I did stop-motion Lego videos before I did PMVs. And so I started listening to Alex S.'s music and starting to realize, all right, people who like the show are making custom content. Why not give that a shot? And I wanted to try and emulate the show, but I had absolutely no clue how to make animations. So I did something that I kind of knew worked. And so 20% Cool is my first ever animated video. Everything else I've done has either been live action or stop motion. So
in a sense, it's still animation per se. It may not be to the level of those guys that, you know, apparently can make stuff look like it just came right out of the show, but still it's
right.
You're doing something right because BDP, I would not assume that if you were doing something wrong, your videos would not have the number of views that they have right now. I mean, we're looking at 20% Cooler right now, over nearly 2 million views, and it's only been up for about two years. So whatever you're doing something right.
People seem to like it, so yeah. I'm glad that people are enjoying it.
You provide a necessity. I mean, anyone can just take video clips from the series and mash them together and make a PMV. But you take original ideas, you take, you know, minimal knowledge of animation, and you make something incredible.
Yeah, I did notice when I first got into the fandom, a lot of times when I'd see the word PMV, I would just see cut-ups of the show and clips that are just kind of put through a bunch of filters. So I thought, why isn't anybody actually sitting down and making custom animations, though?
I know. And I want to know, for anyone that makes music videos, what makes a slideshow with a glowing filter a music video? Let me tell you, it doesn't. I've seen videos get, like, millions of views, and they're just pictures of characters. You know, like SpongeBob. No motion, just a picture with, like, changing color scheme, like red, the blue, the yellow, the green.
I think that's debatable, though. If the slideshow tells a story, then there you go. I'd consider that a music video, technically, but yeah,
but
you are.
No video,
the line's fuzzy.
In the music video.
The line's fuzzy there.
It's like the tofu of video. It's video-like.
Put some soy sauce on the tofu. Make it better.
Yes, put the soy sauce on the tofu. But I think what you do, you know, I couldn't do it. I couldn't personally do it. Why do you think I'm doing the radio thing? I couldn't, because I can't animate for the life of me. I get into it, and when I went to click a button, the pony would just probably burst into flames. I mean, it'd be animated, but it'd be like when Button Mash pushed the train and it caught fire. It was like huh?
No, that was definitely me when I first started.
That was
me.
Yes. So why don't you tell our audience a little bit about the songs that you have brought to life through your Pony music videos?
I mean, it's usually just music that I really enjoyed. Again, when I did 20% Cooler from Alex S. and Ken Ashcorp, it was a song that I had listened to on repeat for like 2 weeks straight. And, I couldn't stop listening to it. I started getting these ideas in my head. So, most of the time it was music that I just enjoyed doing. But then it started turning into, I would ask my audience, what song do you want to see animated next? And it's kind of become a mix of that where it's, what the audience wants and what I want and come to some negotiation.
Well, I think the audience, has picked some really good songs to have made. For those of you who have not been to Brony Dance Party's YouTube channel, that's youtube.com/BronyDanceParty. Give him a subscribe. He's worth it. He has animated popular songs like Autumn with Derpy Hooves, September, Beyond Her Tomb, Love Me Cheerily by Glaze and the Living Tombstone, and my personal favorite song to come out of the Brony media, because I think it has a great message, Great to Be Different, featuring Decibel by Forced Rain. And I'll tell you what, when I heard that song, it got me, right here in my heart. But seeing your video, it made me want to shed duh tears.
Well, that's what I intended. I actually was talking to Forced Rain, and I told him I don't want a dry eye in the house when that video's over with.
But the sad thing is, it's your least viewed video. I mean, given it's 860,000 views, but I think with a great song like that, a great video, it should be higher. So, guys, after this interview, make sure you go over. Well, actually, after the stream at 6 o'clock tonight, if you're not too busy watching the two titans of their craft clash at each other for all the supremacy. No, we're not talking about the Super Bowl. You're adorable. I'm talking about the encore of Pinkie Pie and Cheese Sandwich in the goof-off on this week's all-new episode. That's what we're talking about. Super Bowl. Who said anything about talking about the footed ball? Anyway, let's get back to track. If anyone wants to see how good these videos are, head over to youtube.com/BronyDanceParty and check out Great to Be Different music video. You will not leave with a dry eye. You will be crying.
Yeah.
In a good way, of course. Well, anyway, for those who have just joined us, this is the 24-hour live stream to help raise money for the family of Michael Morones, a 11-year-old brony who recently tried to commit suicide because he was being bullied in school because he liked My Little Pony. And we are coming together not only as a fandom, but as a human race to raise money for this kid so that he can see that he is not alone in this crazy pony-filled world we call life. And right now we're talking with Brony Dance Party, master pony music video maker, who has made some incredible videos that have gotten nearly 20 million views on YouTube. So I think he actually outranked that Afro Ninja guy and maybe a couple of the Angry Video Game Nerd videos. And you did it without being angry. That's a good thing, actually.
That's ABGN.
Well, he has to be angry. You don't have to be angry to have good videos.
Have you seen Rainbow Factory? Those are pretty angry videos, I think.
We're not trying to cover that fandom, my friend. That's not a Saturday. It's not Sunday morning value right there. Let's try to keep it here focused on the you, because that's what this interview's about you, not me. You yes, me no. Well, anyway. What is your favorite pony music video that you've made?
Usually it's the most recent one because it's usually one that we've tried something different with. So right now it's Nightmare Night, which that one was it was done differently because we put a little bit more focus on pre-production, and that's usually my weakest point in video making is pre-production. I never plan anything out. I just kind of say, all right, I got an idea. Let's go. Then I'd yell at Skittle to make me some concept art, and then I'd go with whatever he throws at me. So,
I also believe that a Nightmare Night is your only music video where you've actually uploaded, you know, concept art, what the ponies look like. I think it has the most feeling, like, and I know that I said that you don't really follow, you know, like the straight out of the series animation, but I think with this video, you're starting to evolve it into something that looked like it was made by Hasbro, and that's a good thing, because if you've seen, it takes a lot of time and money to make these make Hasbro do these episodes of My Little Pony, and you're doing this, you know, you're not getting paid, you're not getting hit up by Hasbro, and you're making these pieces of art. And I gotta tell you, my favorite part of the video is that projection of Nightmare Moon. That was really impressive, and I gotta take off my hat, if I had a hat on to take off, and tell you that is some very well done animation for a guy that doesn't animate.
Well, I mean, we've been trying to figure out this animation system for a while now. Again, I've never animated before I started this channel, so yeah, it's also very new to me. And we've been taking very unique approaches to making these videos, but I think we're finally finding that formula that gets us close enough to the show's animation, but still allows us to do whatever we want and give the community whatever we feel is good.
With your evolving talent, that means new possibilities for new things that you can try in future music videos you're going to release. But I got a question, BDP.
Yep.
Where is our Discord music video? I think if any song should have a PMV made by Brony Dance Party, it has to be Discord.
That's been a very highly requested, and I know it's kind of a downer. I do plan on making a video for that. Unfortunately, it will not be Tombstone's remix. It will be the original by Eurobeat. It's just something I agreed to do with Eurobeat a while ago, saying I'm going to do his version, not Tombstone's version. But yeah, that one, it's in the distant future, because we got a few other projects going on right now that we think the followers are going to like.
You know, this is going to sound crazy, but I've heard so many remixes of Discord, I don't even know if I've heard the original. They're just
look it up.
Remixes.
Yep, it's one of those bandwagon ones.
It's like the party rock anthem of My Little Pony songs. It's like so many remixes of it that, you know, you can't even keep track of the original.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys want to donate to the family of Michael Morones, head over to formichael.org. They've got some incredible eBay auctions going on. Or you can just donate the money, because it's the nice thing to do. And it's the right thing to do.
You're helping out a fellow brony.
Yes, you are helping out a fellow brony. Well, on the topic of releases to come out in the not-too-distant future, next Sunday AD, are there any other videos that you're working on for future releases that you could possibly tell us about?
We are working on a new project right now, and the project is very different from what we have been doing, and that's kind of why it's been taking us a long time to do something. And remember a couple minutes ago when I brought up the Rainbow Factory?
Hang on, one second. Did he say Rainbow Factory? Okay, it was there. Yeah, you talk about Rainbow Factory.
Yeah, well, we happen to be working on another music video for the Rainbow Factory saga. But this time it's going to be very different, because we're taking the approach of the destruction of the factory. So it's going to be very different. It's going to include 3D animation and 2D animation, and we're trying to make it look really good. So
that sounds like it will be truly epic.
Yeah, it's an intense one. It's going to be, the song is going to be Pegasus Device by Slipstorm.
Pegasus Device. A device that by Pegasi. Good.
Yes. So,
Well, I just, that sounds like it's going to be simply crackerjack. And because she just entered the room, I got to ask, are we going to see a video for a song by Eileen Monte? Sorry, Eileen, got to put you on the spotlight.
We'll see. We'll see.
I think that would be nice. I mean, she's done some very good songs. I already know that I Am Octavia has been turned into a music video, so I guess kind of hard to do that without being without having copied the guys. But I'm sure there's got to be at least a couple songs here that she's done that you could do, Eileen Monte. Well, you could do a cover to her Mistletoe song. I think that'd be a really cute one. Setter Musketeer says you need to do a music video for Tubby Wubby Pony Waifu.
I must have missed this one. I don't know what that is. Can I get a link to it?
Link to it. Can someone get us a link to it?
I'll just Google search it. Tubby.
No, Ali Monte. Oh, you.
Oh, wait a minute. Apparently I have seen this. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. It was done by Pimpfine Brothers. It doesn't need a music video. It's right there.
Oh. Well, okay. So I guess we don't need a music video then. All right. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, of course we've been talking all morning about, what makes your video so incredible, but I got this question. I got to ask it. There are a lot of pony music video makers out there, but what do you think separates your brand of music video from other popular PMV makers?
Well, one thing that I wanted to do from the beginning was never use canon characters unless it was necessary for the story. So in our music videos, you will only see about one or two canon characters, and that's mainly because they're the center of attention. They're what the song's about. So we try and instead to include characters that are OCs from people from the fandom. And that in itself is a controversial thing because a lot of people have this mentality that the fandom bronies OCs are a little bit over the top, misconstructed, or I don't know. What are they called? Mary Sue's, I guess, where they're all alicorns and stuff like that. And that's like where the controversy comes from. So
because there's too many of one kind that really doesn't feel like it came out of the episode, because they're like only like a handful of alicorns in the My Little Pony world, and you don't want to, and you think because there are too many alicorns in the video, it kind of takes away from the uniqueness of the alicorn itself. So, something like that?
I mean, we have become a little bit more strict on what OCs make it through and which ones don't. In the beginning, we just took whatever we got. But now in more recent videos, we are actually kind of going through screening OCs, trying to make sure that, all right, if that character is in the background, it's not going to divert attention away from the main character, or this character's design isn't crazy, or the cutie mark is not obscene.
Well, BDP, if you need a OC pony that doesn't grab a lot of attention but has a little recognizability, I know one pony that might fit that bill.
Well, if you want a chance, if you want your OC to have a chance to be in a future PMV.
Oh, me? No. I was gonna say Cyril the Wolf's pony. It's a pretty good pony. It doesn't draw a lot of attention, but it's got that fan-like ability.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Yes, I mean me. I mean me.
Well, this is to you and anybody else listening right now. If you want a chance to be in a video, you can send a reference, a picture, a pony code, anything, to bdpcodes@gmail.com. That's kind of our bin for all these OCs, and I'm going to type that out in the chat.
Wait a minute, Brony Dance Party. You're telling me and the 137 viewers, that should be higher, by the way, that if they send you the code for their OC Pony to bdpcodes@gmail.com. There's a possibility that could be in the next Brony Dance Party music video?
Yep.
That's amazing! I don't know why no more people aren't doing that.
So, I mean, I like including other Bronies OCs in the videos. It gives everybody a chance to, like, have a little spotlight. And, yeah.
I will. Oh, we're losing viewers. I guess they're all heading out to get the code for their ponies, I guess.
Not all at once.
But that is so cool that you take, that you're taking OC ponies from people who love your videos and putting them in your videos. That's kind of like a thank you to the audience that makes your videos highly watched.
Yeah, I always like the idea of the Brony fandom as being like its own little world. And, you know, the Equestria from the show is a totally different world. I've always seen it like that, so.
You know, I've watched nearly every episode of My Little Pony, and I still cannot find a pony that wears socks. I can't. I mean, I've seen them wear hats, shirts, pants for some reason. Pants, go figure. But never socks.
Well,
I mean, they wear boots and shoes, but don't you think you want to wear a sock so you don't get like a athlete's hoof or something?
Sure. I mean,
Lauren Faust, come on. We need some clarification here on why the ponies don't wear socks. Get to it. Well, anyway, I'm joking with you, BDP. We're just trying to have a little energy and excitement here on this beautiful Sunday morning, which we've all come together to help raise funds for Michael Morones and his family. Head over to formichael.org to donate. We've also got some incredible My Little Pony charities on eBay that we're auctioning off. We've got some incredible items that are still up there. If you haven't bid, don't miss your opportunity to bid on some incredible items, because they are so cool. I mean, I mean, who wouldn't want a signed Applejack glass? That's perfect. Applejack, you can pour milk and Applejacks in there and have Applejacks in your Applejack. Again, I don't know a man, woman, or child alive that wouldn't want Applejacks in their Applejack glass.
For the FYI, for the people in the live stream who are saying the link doesn't work, it's not supposed to be a link, it's an email address.
Yeah, it's an email address.
Don't click it. Copy and paste it.
Well, you might even make a video to let people know about this awesome revelation.
I've thought about doing that.
But then again, you don't want to be flooded with 1,000 ponies.
Well, we have I don't know how many characters we have in storage right now. It's a lot.
Oh, do you put them away in storage like in the ending scene of that one Indiana Jones movie? You put them in like a wooden crib.
they're all in cardboard boxes everywhere.
Don't worry, they're with top bronies. Top bronies.
I like the reference.
That's a little dark. That's a little dark. But hey, it's Sunday morning. I don't care. Well, anyway, tying into the reason we're all here, you know, raising awareness for Michael Morones and his family, have you ever been the victim of bullying?
I have, yes. I've had my fair share of bullies in my lifetime. It's a horrible thing. In middle school and my early high school years, I thought of myself as like the top kid who was I bullied. I've been in the principal's office multiple times talking about what's going on. I was so terrified to go to school the next day. Sometimes I'd tell my parents, I just don't want to go to school because I'm scared. And, I'm sure anybody that's dealt with bullies before has had this, feeling. And it wasn't even for being, into this show. It was just for me being me, which was, you know, the most hurtful thing. Just some big burly guy just shoving you into lockers and stuff like that just for existing really hurts. But I feel like I feel for Michael when I know how hurtful it is to have a bully.
It's never a really good thing to have a bully. I mean, it's kind of – and I know that there are some of our listeners right now and live stream viewers that – are still being bullied. But we want you guys to know that there are people that do care about you. Believe it or not, the Brony fandom is one of the most open and accepting and embracing fandoms I have ever seen. I mean, I have never seen this kind of acceptance and tolerance from the Trekkies or the Whovians. Not saying that they don't do that, though, but I'm just saying, they don't have an underlying theme of acceptance and love like the fans of My Little Pony do, because that's what the show is about, love and acceptance. And if you're being bullied because some guy thinks that's so stupid that you're learning an important life lesson that they probably forgot a long time ago before they became a bully, then that's truly something that is terrible. But, you know, there are people right now that still get bullied, but it's our job as bronies to let them know that it's okay, and it will get better, because there are people that do care about them. And what's really sad is that I'm going to assume Michael really didn't know that the fandom existed like this. I mean, at 11 years old, do we really know anything about the outside world? Probably not. And that's one of the saddest things, is that there aren't many kids his age that can say they like My Little Pony. And that's why I think it's such a wonderful thing that these bronies have come together for this weekend to bring together not only much-needed money for the family to pay for the bills, but to bring something else, and that's hope. Mm-hmm. To bring hope to a kid who wanted to be accepted. And not only is he accepted as a brony, when he wakes up, he is going to be a story for those who are in the same dire straits, for those who are being bullied themselves. And I think he will have an incredible story to tell when he comes out of this, and he will. And that is the mic check guarantee.
Yeah.
So how has Michael's story of bullying affected you personally?
Again, I related to it on a very personal level. So I'm still in awe right now at this whole event. I'm amazed that the Brony community has come together like this alongside people who work on the show, MLP. And you always hear Bronies being like the loud mouths of the internet, you know, we're the annoying ones. But events like this just go to show you that we are really very accepting, open people that are just here to accept everybody and help each other get through life. So again, I just related to this on a very personal level.
I'm still mind blown that the For Michael website has raised $28,755 right now. Guys, we have 20 minutes left in this interview. I want to see that at $29,000 before the end of this interview. Let's try to do that, Daddy.
Spread the word, guys.
Spread the word. Give till it hurts.
Yep.
Oh, thank you, Eileen. I'll see you later. Eileen's saying we're doing a good job. Hi, Eileen. I call her Eileen because we're
friends. Hi, Eileen.
Yes. But yeah, she's actually, you know, if anyone deserves a hats off, it's her for putting this fun together. I think that, you know, she's done an incredible job of bringing awareness to this. And again, the guys who are doing the stream, the guys who are staying up, Fluttercliff, Purple, you guys are staying up. You guys are probably on your 99th pot of coffee because you guys are making sure this thing goes off without a hitch. Well, it was going off without a hitch until I got behind the microphone. But, again, you guys have done an incredible job. And, again, if I had a hat on, it would be off to you guys for bringing this into what I think has been an incredible weekend. Also considering it's also Super Bowl weekend. So why not have a super cause to compete with the Super Bowl?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Are there many bros that watch it? I know that there are horses involved in this year's Super Bowl. Horses against the Griffins, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, that's right.
That's going to be tough. The Gilda versus Rainbow Dash, I guess. It's gonna be tough to top that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think why don't we go ahead and open the chat room to ask Brony Dance Party some questions. So if you guys have a question for Brony Dance Party, enter it right now in the chat room right now on Justin TV. Also, tweet it to us at Canterlot Radio, and we just might ask him right now. So right now. So while we wait for that, I guess we could talk about who do you like to win, the Broncos or the Seahawks, or the Ponies or the Griffins?
Unfortunately, I'm not really associated with either of those. I'm a Colts fan.
Well, Colt is a horse, and Bronco is a horse, so we'll assume Broncos.
So, I guess if I had to choose one, then it would have to be the Broncos. But really, it's just it's up in the air for me.
Okay, we got a couple questions there.
Here we go.
We got Agruz. Forgive me if I pronounce that wrong. What is your favorite drink?
My favorite drink. Are we talking about soda or any drink, or are we talking like a drink that you get at the bar? Any kind of tasty beverage. All right, then it would definitely have to just be. I just have to say Coca-Cola. Very basic.
Good answer.
It's tasty.
I'm a Pepsi guy myself, but any soda is good.
Well, anyway,
from X Indie Punk, I love you, BDP, and I'm sure BDP loves you too, Indie Punk. Do you have any tips for frame timing? I have no idea what frame timing is, so I'm going to defer to you.
I'm assuming you're saying like frame rate.
I'm going to assume frame rate. I don't know what frame timing is. Isn't that when you take a stopwatch and you time how fast a frame can go in like a lap?
Yeah. I know that the show itself is set to 24 frames per second, pretty much just like the standard for television. Really, it's just I'd say go with 24 FPS if you're making an animation. It's very standard. It's a good safe zone. It gives you a pretty good range of motions. I know sometimes I've upped to 30 FPS. But that's just because some motions are really complex and you can't do it in a small amount of time. But
Well, yeah, I have absolutely no idea what any of that is. Like, I'm a babe in the woods when it comes to this animation and not video nonsense.
How far something moves in each frame? Okay.
David Mario asks us via Twitter, "What is your favorite color?"
Blue.
Yes.
Look at my character.
Yeah. I was going to go, oh, BDP, why so blue?
Get
yes.
out.
Yes. Cheesy jokes. If you guys want to hear more cheesy jokes and bad puns, be sure to tune to Canterlot Radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, and follow us on Twitter at Canterlot Radio because the cheesiness just flows. Even Cheese Sandwich says, turn it down a little. Moon Chaser asked, what other fandoms do you enjoy?
I've never considered myself really a part of any other fandom. The Brony fandom is the first real fandom I've gotten involved in. If I'd have to say I got involved with another fandom, it would have to be something like Invader Zim or Minecraft, I guess. But I've never really considered myself to be like a fanboy of anything, so... that's kind of a up in the air question.
Yeah, that's a good answer. I actually got to meet Zim's voice actor last weekend at OhioCon. It was really cool. Very nice guy. I'm more of an Angry Beavers fan, but Zim was pretty cool too. Nipper Crab asks, what celebrity would you like to see as a Brony the most?
I'm assuming you mean
which like, celebrity would you like to see say that they're a Brony? I guess. Can I just give my answer first?
Yeah, go for it. Well, I think
Neil Patrick Harris. Come on, Brody Stinson. That guy's awesome. Oh, so awesome. Awesome. This isn't Brody Stinson singing this song. That
I'd like
would
to see
be
Dr. Horrible. Dr. Horrible be a Brony.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a part of Equestria called Awesome Town.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I love this. A Blue Skittle asks, I don't know who Blue Skittle is, but I do know his brother, Red M&M. How do pistons work?
They work my way.
Well, see, when a mommy and daddy piston love each other very much, they do a special dance, and that is how baby pistons are born.
They go up and down.
Striker Hedgehog says, he asks, favorite muffin?
Favorite muffin? Ah.
The one that's given to you by Derpy.
It'd have to be chocolate chip.
See, I'm more of a banana nut muffin guy myself, actually.
All right.
Let's see. What's there? Celestia or Luna by Love the Nowak.
Let's see.
We could have a McLaughlin group talking about Celestia or Luna issue one. Which
this
pony is more likely to go on the moon? Chip him on. Wrong.
This is just where. No matter what I say, I lose. I'd have to say Celestia, what's going on right now? Because Luna, she's stuck on the moon for 1,000 years. You don't want somebody that went through that in charge. Mentally unstable right there.
Well, I don't think she's mentally unstable. I just think she's angry beyond all get out. I mean, if you were locked on the moon for 1,000 years, would you be on your waffles?
I'd be pretty pissed.
It's
1,000 years.
Okay, yeah, Striker, I do like blueberry muffins as well. So Striker was upset because we didn't give any love to the blueberry muffins. But don't you remember all the world of fresh baked muffin and something about some glue? I guess from the I'm sorry. Let's see, another question from Ryoko Balta. What does BDP do for a living? What do you do for a living?
Well, I made the YouTube videos, and that's what BDP does, what I do for a living.
What does Joe the Video Maker do?
Yeah, what I do is I work for a company called Truly Moving Pictures, and what we're doing right now is we're organizing the Heartland Film Festival, which is one of the biggest film festivals in the Midwest, and we're just kind of screening films that are being made by independent groups of people for the Heartland Film Festival. We judge them, see if they're good enough to be a part of the festival or not. And I also do a bunch of freelance work on the side. I was in New York a couple weeks ago working in the cold snow. So,
well, cold snow, I know about working in the cold snow myself. But another question we have is from the official Neon Lights My Birdie Dance Party. What's your favorite song of all time?
Favorite song of all time. This is the ultimate question, isn't it? I'm not opening up my iTunes library to see what my song is.
I'll do it. I'll go ahead and see what my most listened to song of all time is. Let's see. Plays.
Of course, mine is A Work in Progress by Alex S. of Life as We Know It.
Oh, cool.
That's played a couple thousand times. But that's because it's only a minute long and it loops perfectly. But
yeah, it's one of those songs that, you know, can just, that cuts off midway and then you restart it. It's like the loop that never ends.
You can't even tell that it started.
Yeah. For anyway, those of you just joining us, this is a special 24-hour charity live stream to raise money for the family of Michael Morones, a 11-year-old North Carolina student who recently attempted suicide due to being bullied because he is a Brony. He's currently he suffered sustained serious brain damage and is still hospitalized. So we are raising awareness and money for his medical expenses. So please head over to formichael.org and donate if you can, or check out the awesome eBay auctions that are going on right now. You're listening to a special edition of Pony Talk from Cancer Lot Radio, Blog Talk Radio's premier My Little Pony program, every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And as always, it's the good old MC, Mychuk, and I'm joined by Pony Music Video extraordinaire, Brony Dance Party. I should say that he is a Pony Music Video master extraordinaire, and not his own Pony Music Video, though I think his life could be a good Pony Music Video.
Yep.
The song would be Look Who's Sorry Now. Oh, right. I'm kidding. Let's see. Chaotic Scoots asks, does Brony Dance Party like cacti?
Ignore him.
Okay. Let's skip that one. Okay, let's take
the Russian,
look.
You can't get me here.
All right. From Failing 009, could I suggest a cheese sandwich versus Pinkie Pie in a party duel with Rainbow Dash? And second, what is the inspiration if I'm a full-time brony in the future? I got to skip that one because I have no idea what it's supposed to say. Here, all right, Artsy Sweets Party asks, do you prefer teddy bears or pony plushies?
All right, this is a trap because that's actually my girlfriend right there.
Ooh.
Trap. I like teddy bears. I like the one you bought me, sweetie. Thank you, Mama.
You know, if you guys also got a question for me, please ask. Because I love seeing the reaction to the Brony Dance Party. I kind of like to get a couple questions myself, if that would be okay. I mean, I know I'm not the focus of this interview, but I kind of want to answer some questions because this looks like fun. Favorite background pony? That's from Brony Master.
I think, well, I know it. By background pony, it would have to be, again, photo finish for now. But
I don't know if photo finish would be
side.
I don't know if she'd be background. I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, well, since Derby has spoken, would she be a background pony still? Because I don't know how that would work.
I'm not really sure because background characters don't really have much personality aside from the one or two lines they get per episode, so...
We could spend all day talking about what's going on. Moonchaser asks, Mychuk, what do you drive? Answer, everyone insane.
Wow, that's good.
Good answer. Let's see. Cancer Lot Radio, what do you do for a living? I'm aspiring radio personality, but actually in about half an hour I will be going to my exciting job at a grocery store, and I can tell you what, I am so excited. The first of the month and Super Bowl weekend put together, that's going to be for a match made in sanity. It's usually a nightmare around this time of the month, and especially since it's the Super Bowl, so. Yes, but I still felt it important to take time out of my schedule to help out with this because I love helping out, and this was so cool to talk to this awesome music video maker. And, you know, just to help raise awareness for Michael, who really needs it. And, again, I can't thank these guys enough for letting me be a part of this. This is so cool. Favorite episode? I think we already answered that one earlier in the interview.
Yeah.
From Justin Lonely Wolfcore, do you like the artsy fandom?
I feel like my friend group has kind of invaded this stream right now.
Oh,
I love the RT fan group. So,
Agrus asks for both of us, what type of mic do we use?
What kind of mic do I use?
Yes.
Let's see. It's on the side here. It's the BCC1 broadcast condenser microphone. It was a gift from YouTube, actually.
Ooh.
Valued at about $500, I think it is.
I've got the the Blue Yeti Pro microphone myself.
Oh yeah.
It's very nice, very nice USB microphone.
Yep.
What do you guys have in your MLP collection? That's asked by Zior Khalid. Well, I haven't got exactly what you'd call a collection. I've got a couple autographs from some of the people I've met. I've got one from Kathy Westluck, Andrew Francis, Brian and Bryna Drummond, Actually, my prized possession is my signed copy of the Elements of Harmony, My Little Pony Guidebook. I've got it signed by Andrea Lebman, Peter New, Amy Keaton Rogers, Brandon T. Snyder, who wrote it, Scott McNeil, who plays Flam, the Flam Flam Brothers. I got a lot. It's one of my favorite possessions. But what's in your collection, BDP?
Not a lot. I have a T-shirt with my OC on it, and I have a small figurine. It was obviously a Rainbow Dash figurine, but somebody recolored it to be of my OC.
Awesome.
So,
but your character doesn't have wings.
Yeah, no, you can obviously see where the wings were clipped.
Well,
but,
maybe it was inspiration that they wanted you to soar with your Pony Music videos. wax on,
Earth
off.
Earth character.
Oh yeah, yes, yes. Just trying to be a little, let's see. Upbeat Brony asks, how did you make the BDP avatar and how can I make my own?
Well, my character is based on, a Lego figure since I used to animate, Lego figures. So, you know, the yellow mane was the yellow head, blue body was his torso, and the orange hooves were his legs. And, that's where his color scheme came from, but it was created using General Zoid's Pony Creator. And I'm sure if you do just a basic Google search, typing in Pony Creator, you're bound to find this thing. A very powerful tool. I know she came out with a newer version, which has a lot more options and a lot more things to do. So if you look it up, you can create your own character and. Yeah.
I think it's a great way to get a template for your character. And there are a lot of pony vector artists on DeviantArt that can actually make it look like it just came right out of the series. And I think that's a great step, because that's how I got my check made. First I started with the Pony Creator, then I commissioned someone to make him.
Yeah.
Well, BDP, we're getting the 2-minute green light, so that means we're about getting ready to wrap up this awesome interview. But before we let you go, is there anything you'd like to say to the Brony fandom or to your audience that you think needs to be said?
For anybody that is going through a tough time with bullies, think about the ads. It gets better. You need to keep powering through what's going on. Remember that the Brony community is here to support you guys. If you feel alone, if you feel like you're in a dark place dealing with bullies, talk to somebody here online. We got your back. It does get better. Not only will those bullies get what they deserve, you'll grow as a human being. You'll learn from, your experiences. And together we'll make a better world.
That we will. Well, Brony Dance Party, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be on this live stream with us, because I know if anyone has a story to tell about their ordeal with bullying, it's you. Guys, check out Brony Dance Party on YouTube, youtube.com/Brony Dance Party. And he's also on Twitter at Brony Dance Party. Be sure to give him a follow. And also check us out on Twitter as well at Canterlot Radio. And be sure to check out Canterlot Radio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on blogtalkradio.com. Brony Dance Party, again, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Pony Talk, and we got to have you on in the near future.
Well, thanks for having me. This has been fun. I'm glad what we're doing here.
Well, guys, we are fortunately out of time for this installment of Pony Talk. Again, this is Mike Chick reminding you, no matter where you go in life, remember one thing, friendship will always be magic. Bro Hoof, good night.